Apple.com.
It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are we talking about right now? This is Get Well Radio, radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Why? Because you are important. Your life's important. Think about it. I mean, I know you hear all the political talk going on through the day, probably whatever your station you're listening to our show on right now. You hear the financial talk. You hear all of how the economy is just a nightmare and everybody's struggling to recover and everything about politics with what's going on right now. All the debates and hear all the theories that are happening, but now it's the time to kick back. It's time to think about your health, because you can rant and rave all you want, be frustrated with the country in whatever ways you want to. Talk politics, get mad, look at the latest, you know, rant of the day and be fired up about it. But I'll tell you this, for your family, for your kids, for your loved ones, and for yourself, really, if you lose your health, you lose everything. And that's the message, to get your health, to have good health, really is the greatest wealth we could ever achieve. And we work so hard. You know, we're working so hard for money and keeping a roof over our head and provide for our kids and all that sort of thing. I get all that. And in this day and time, it's tough. But if you lose your health, you really do lose everything. And that really is the greatest gift you can have, is your health. And to have that be one of the keys that you strive for. Because you will spend your money right now either working on your health, or you will spend it later being sick, doing everything you can to regain your health. So the choice is yours. It's up to you. You have to make that decision. I can't make it for you. No one else can make that decision for you but you. And that's what we want to help you do on the show. The show is about how to empower you to go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be, to go to the next level in your health, because you can make it. You just have to know you can, believe you can. Focus on the fact that you can make some changes, but you have to want to. That's the key. Do you want to get well? Well, you have to answer that. I can't do it for you. No one else can do that for you but you. So we're going to go to the lines now. If you've got questions about your health, you can give me a call, 888-283-7272. Or you can shoot me an email. Go to getwellradio.com. You can shoot me an email there. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. Also, we've got our preferred wellness providers. These are providers in all the different cities that we're in as we're growing like crazy across America, the radio show is. And we have providers that talk about this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, all the stuff that I talk about here on the show. They practice clinically, and they're amazing at it. And that's why we partnered with them. So if you want to find someone in your area that believes the way we do, just get in touch with our preferred wellness provider team during the day, and we will make it happen. 888-283-7272. We're going to go to Barbara now. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you, Dr. Asa, for taking my call.
Sure, darling.
I am, as of July, I am 17 years with diabetes in my body. Okay. And my concern is that just in the last 2 weeks, I began to have periodic pains in my lower back. And I noticed in the last 2 or 3 days that my eyelids are light-colored. And I did something smart, like going on the Internet and looking up some things. And
of course
it has driven Yes. I am under doctor's care, and I go and have my A1Cs and what have you taken, as my doctor instructs me. And believe it or not, my last 4 have been very good. But when I seen this light eyelid, I got very concerned. And so I went to the Internet And it's told me some very stressful things today.
What did it stress you? What did Dr. Google say today? I want to hear.
It says that I could be in chronic or either acute kidney failure.
Mm-hmm.
And that the pain that could become worse, and I could be on dialysis very soon.
So are you freaking out?
I'm not in a good place. I'll say that.
All right. Well, let me just put you at rest. Let me put you at rest, okay? Don't freak out. Just because you read that on the internet, I mean, literally, there's so much could be, might be. I mean, think about this, okay? When you signs and symptoms when you're doing a physical exam for a physician, I mean, that's why we have to write everything down. When we're going through, we're doing all of our diagnostic kind of questionnaire. We call it a history and physical, H&P. When we're going through all our questions and all that, we have to come up with differentials. So we make our best guess, and then we do all the diagnostic testing, and that's where the answers lie. So, for example, you know, we could look at that and say, well, it could be this, could be that, could be this. And then we do all the tests, and when the tests come back, we're like, oh, okay, it's this, right? So not being trained, and I'm not knocking that, because you can get some good information on the internet, no doubt. But don't freak out, all right? Because that's the worst thing you can do. Now, you got some challenges. That's fine. We all do, okay? But you're under a doctor's care, and so, you know, getting some extra testing done and let them tell you exactly what's happening. I think that's probably your next best bet. Now, here's another key. Let's talk about the back pain for a second. When did the back pain kick in?
The back pain has been periodically, I'd say in the last 2 months, just kind of slowly comes and it slowly goes away, and then I don't have it for a number of days, forget all about it, and then I'll notice again that I'm having some discomfort in my lower back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what kind of things you're doing right now, eating-wise. Have you changed your diet? You're 40 pounds overweight. Are you eating well, or do you think you could be eating a lot better?
Actually, I'm eating the best that I ever have.
I'm so proud of you.
I don't know how healthy it sounds to you, being a physician, but through the week, I'm taking in vegetables with protein, or either salads with some type of protein. Okay, and then on the weekend, I may incorporate a carbohydrate. But I'm staying away from carbohydrates during the week, 5 days out of the week, for sure.
Now, you only do salads? Like, for example, what's breakfast look like?
Breakfast is oatmeal with raisins, possibly, sometimes without.
Okay. So you need some protein for breakfast. That's all carbohydrates. So all carbs right there and no fats. So you got to have, if you want to do oatmeal, you're going to have to do probably a couple of eggs with that. And maybe a little bit of fat's got to go with that, too, to balance out what it can do to the blood sugar, okay? So you can't go all carbohydrates. So you actually are getting some carbs in there. What about lunch? Salad with a piece of chicken or fish?
A piece of slice of turkey or a boiled egg or a piece of fruit.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. That sounds good. Keep your protein moderate because you want to go easy on the kidneys, but you've got to keep your protein at a good level. Every meal, three things: proteins, fats, carbohydrates. Fat will not make you fat. Fat's going to get you leaner. All right? It's one of the best things you can do. Look in my book, Empowering Your Health, and look at the ratios that I talk about in the anti-inflammatory diet. Go see your doctor. Get some tests run so that you're not freaking out over what you read on the internet, so you know you're not going to be, you know, in some massive disease process, so you'll have a clear mind and you can focus and get the weight off. And that's where a lot of victory is going to come with everything you're going through. Keep me posted.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher, a must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. 7272. Lines are open. You can shoot me an email, getwellradio.com. Theodore Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, has our quote for the day. It's hard to fail, but it's worse never to have tried to succeed. That is a great quote. Let me read it again. Let's have a rewind. It's hard to fail, but it's worse never to have tried to succeed. So what are you waiting for? Are you scared of success? Are you scared of failure? And this could be with anything in your life, whether it is for your family, for your work. Are you just staying in a safe place because you're not willing to step out and go to that next level? It's okay. Just know that you're called to be somewhere. Whatever you're dealing with, just make sure that you want to go to the next level. But make sure that you're in your sweet spot. Take your gifts and your talents and make sure you're right in the middle of where you need to be. But, you know, failing is difficult, no doubt about it. But you always want to do your best to try to succeed. Go for it, man. Don't just sit back and just take the easy road. You know, get in your sweet spot. Know that God's using you where you are, your gifts and your talents, to be a blessing. I mean, I've got people in my life that I couldn't even function with if they weren't there. And they're helping all of this come to be. Me being on the radio talking to you happens with, you know, some special people in my life that make it happen. I mean, and it's like that way with my family. It's like that way, you know, that team mindset. You know, what can you add to the team that you're in to make their lives better and to make an impact? You know, we all have gifts. We bring them to the table. Don't be scared to fail. Don't be scared to step out. Don't be scared to utilize who you are so that you can be an impact to make and leave this world and make this world really a better place. You know, I was thinking about the other day. I was with someone, a friend of mine, that knows Reverend Billy Graham, who to me is an absolute hero. I've met all kinds of celebrities and people that are, you know, at that level. And I've never met Billy Graham, Dr. Graham, but I'll tell you this. To me, I think he's just an absolute amazing person. I think that he was called at an early age to do what God called him to do, if you believe in that kind of thing. I do. And he just finished the course. I mean, he is just and still cranking and still going. And to think about someone like that, that, you know, really stepped out on a limb, really went for it. And just to see him, you know, pictures of him now, even still, you know, he may even spend 5 minutes on TV doing what he does, but he's still doing it and he loves it and he's making an impact. So he never was scared to step out. He always took the gifts that were given to him and did everything he could with it, maxed it out. So are you maxing out the gifts that you have? Because when it comes to your health, I will tell you this, that if you're on purpose and you know you're making a difference with what gifts you have in this life, then your health is going to thrive. You won't just barely be making it, but your health will really thrive and go to the next level. But only if you're willing to do that. You know, we focus so much on what to take or what to eat and all these sorts of things, and they're all important. And I'll tell you, nothing's more important, I think, with our health is that living a lifestyle that's on purpose. Rick Warren wrote a book called The Purpose-Driven Life. We all saw it, right? It's in every bookshelf. It was one of those popular books in America at one time. And it was because people are so hungry to find their purpose. They're so hungry to find out what they're made of, what they're here for. And he had such a great way of presenting that. And so with you, find that. And don't be scared to step out. And don't be scared to fail or succeed. But know that you're right in the middle of where you're supposed to be. And that's one of the greatest tools for your health all the way around. You will find that that can make you thrive and really be where you need to be more than anything else in this life. But we could talk about raw milk. We could talk about eating organic. We could talk about avoiding toxins. You know, we could talk about all this stuff. And I enjoy talking about it. I'm into it. It's cool. But at the end of the day, you being on task, being on purpose, living the life you were designed to live with the gifts and talents and abilities that you were given at the end of the day is what it's all about. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Send me an email if you'd like at getwellradio.com. Let's go now to Camille. Hi, Camille.
Hi.
Hey, darling. How can I help?
Well, I had a fall about About a month ago, I hit my two temples. I hit my head and hit my whole right side, and I fell on my back, hit my back on my back porch. And I had neck trauma and head trauma, and I broke my legs and my right leg. The patient's cruise is shows up like a balloon, and I can't hardly breathe anymore. I can't hardly walk or breathe or do nothing anymore. I don't know.
Have you gone to see a doctor after you took that fall?
Yes, sir.
And so everything was okay, right? They checked everything out.
Yeah, they had me on everything but a breathing machine. But they knew I know how to do the breathing method without the breathing machine. But now I'm having trouble.
So you're having trouble with dizziness?
I have dizziness. I have dizziness, yes, sir.
Okay. But they cleared you from the hospital, right? The doctor said everything was okay, and they cleared you. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So they cleared you and said everything's okay, and you should be good to go. All right. If they cleared you medically and they said everything's all right, but you're still feeling kind of weird and things just don't seem like they're right, then this is my thought to you and something you want to consider. If you hit your head, then there is a lot of things that can happen, especially in the spinal column. Even in the base of the skull, we have all the different bones within the spine, and if they shift and move, especially in the first and the second bone in the neck, it can cause balance issues and dizziness because part of our brainstem goes down in that area and can be affected. So you might want to see a chiropractic physician or an osteopathic physician, either one, are well-trained in that sort of thing. They can do specialized tests. They can look and figure out if the nervous system has been shifted a little bit, meaning that the nerves could be a little irritated, bones have shifted, and that could be causing some of that. Very common in this sort of situation when people take a fall. So, even in the lower back, and then they can check all that out top to bottom. I would look into that, see what they can find out. Keep me posted. We'll be right back. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. The list goes on and on, doesn't it? Seems like it just drags on. You get diagnosed with one thing, then another, then another, then another. And you know, really can't get well. You can stay well. You can live well. You can go to the next level in your health if you want to. But you have to be willing. You have to want it. You have to want it badly. So that you can make those choices and you can make those changes to thrive in your health. So you can have a healthier life, be that way for your family, your friends, your coworkers, your loved ones, all those that need you to be healthy. It's critical and it's vital. We're going to go to the phone lines right now and take James. James, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you, sir. Appreciate you having me on the line there.
Absolutely. What can I do, friend?
Well, sir, I've got a couple of questions for you there. For me, first of all, I have migraine headaches. I've had them since I was about 20. I'm 58, and they've got aggressive through the years. I'm on Topamax right now, and they don't do me a bit of good. I still have them every day, constantly, and it doesn't help me whatsoever. And I was wondering what would be the next thing or what I could get that would calm them down or where I could get some peace or get them backed off a little bit. I have had a brain scan, there's nothing on my brain that's pressing on it that's giving me these headaches, which I fell out of a chair when I was little and had a fractured skull when I was just small. and didn't have no headaches when I was smaller, but as I growed in maturity, started having headaches, I guess, when I was probably 19 or 20, and then they started, like I said, in mature years, started getting worse, and they have through the years, and I just can't do nothing with them.
Where do they hurt the most when you get them? Do they hurt in certain areas?
Well, they hurt from front all the way to the back, and feels like I've got some kind of vise on the back of my head, and a real tight vise, and I have to go in a bedroom, and which it don't stop my headaches, and just lay down. I can't stand no noise, no light. It irritates. It makes it even worse, and it gets so bad I can't walk across the floor, and like I said, I can't stand no noise, and it just anything irritates it, makes it worse, and nothing helps it. I've even put ice packs on my head, and I just bury my head in pillows or just put something real tight, and just as tight as I can, and which I know it's nothing good to say and all, but I've put goody powders and stuff and something like that and all, and seemed like it that would be more helpful than anything, which I know you shouldn't take them. They irritate my stomach, but to say that anything would help, it would be those, and then it takes probably three of those, and then I have to just, like I say, put ice packs and I just, you know, just have to lay in a bed, and I've had them, they hurt so bad that when they do quit, it, or ease up, not I shouldn't say quit, they never quit, they ease up some, that when I comb my hair, my head's so sore, I can't hardly run a comb through it.
Now you say you just get so painful that happens. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people can get, you know, migraines at that level, and usually as you age, they can become worse. But there's several factors. Migraine headaches, you've got three aspects to health, to our overall body that you have to look at. One is kind of the mental aspect of our health. That's our brain chemistry and the neurotransmitters and the subconscious mind. Then you've got the chemical side of health, which is kind of your body physiology, how your heart, liver, lungs, kidneys, all of that works. And then you've got the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves, acupuncture, meridian points that need to be checked out. I mean, all of that comes into play. So when you have something going on, whatever it is, heart disease, diabetes, back pain, neck pain, headaches, whatever, you have to look at all three sides because everything affects everything. It really does. And that concept and really looking at that simple aspect of health, when you look at your body and you kind of look at the way that your body's being handled right now and the headaches that you're dealing with, you've dealt with them from an early age, right? So you've kind of dealt with them all your life. So you really haven't done much but take medicine for it. And that leads me to say this. I mean, if we do the same thing over and over again, expect different results, then that's not the best.
When you've been here for a while, people know you. I mean, I see you can't go anywhere in town without seeing people you know. But I imagine that you would be a little more lucky in that case in a city that was much bigger. Maybe you could go, and maybe if you didn't drive there, right, so they couldn't follow you out and see your car or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Well,
I can't imagine they would be too pissed at you because this is public information and you're really just saying stuff like, you know, you could just put it in that context of, like, here's the income those people have been making, and here's the, you know, the average this, and then look at what the cops are getting, and here's a few stories about cops, you know, just doing bad stuff. I mean, yeah, there is some risk, but I think you could do a lot worse, probably.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ross. Let us know how that goes. Call us back, 855-450-FREE. You know, the thing is, if he does do it, it's not like it's going to actually get him anywhere. Like, if he goes to the city council meeting, or anybody in the United States goes to their local city council meeting and they say, hey, I've looked at the budget and this is ridiculous. Here are the numbers I'm getting. Here's some cuts I could see. Do you think that anybody is going to care?
Yeah, at the most, they might say they'll look into it or something.
Yeah.
And that's
well,
the end of that.
I don't know, because maybe other people are there. Maybe a mom is there because of the crosswalk concerns that she has for her kids who, you know, get on the bus at the nearest crosswalk. And so on a completely unrelated thing, she might be there and hear what it is he has to say and be educated in a way that she wasn't before.
That is true. And so I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. He absolutely should do it, if for no other reason than just standing up for yourself.
Sure.
But I don't know if you've ever been to city council meetings. They are not well attended by folks like us,
no,
right?
No, because they're stupidly
boring. They're like, very boring.
I'd much rather do anything else. And, you know, that's the sad truth is that, you know, the average person, I think, doesn't want to have anything to do with politics. I know I certainly don't, because I find it horribly boring. And, you know, that's what they love. They can do whatever the hell they want. And
it's
it's
amazingly genius.
Knows.
They've basically made it so boring and our lives are so comfortable that nobody cares or wants
absolutely
to participate. I think that that's all we have for that topic. Michelle, you had a story. Oops. Hold that thought. Keep you in suspense. More with Michelle coming up. If you have anything to add, 855-453, give us a call. Free Talk Live.
Put it off and put it off and put it off, right? Yeah, I know. You need to go see him, okay? That's important.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing you need to do. Just go in the doctor, let them run the blood test, and do whatever checks they need. They're going to probably, you know, they'll do some other little test, and it won't be a big deal. I mean, really, and it'll be good information. Because there's a lot of could-bes with that. Now, have you been sick at all? Have you had a lot of congestion? Have you been feeling like you're fighting a cold and can't get rid of it?
No. I usually have allergies, but it's not that. So
okay.
That's usually only in the spring.
Okay, I got you. Are you having heartburn with it?
At first I thought it might be heartburn, but I don't have any indigestion.
No reflux or anything like that, right? Okay. Have any headaches with it?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of could-bes with that. And, you know, what about your diet? Do you eat well?
Not as good as I should. I work full-time and full-time student, so.
Oh, okay. So you just eat what you can, sleep when you can, that kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you this. There's a couple of things, just especially if it's clear. There could be everything from the cells could be changing your esophagus. That could be one thing. And that's why it's good to go see a physician and get that checked out. There, you know, it could be something simple as a yeast-related infection in the body. Although, you know, it's clear, but sometimes yeast would produce more of a white mucus if that was the case. And then also, I mean, it could be something simple. It could be thick mucus that builds up in the throat area, even whether you're eating or not. Can be due to an iodine deficiency, a trace mineral iodine. We don't really have it in our diet much at all. And if you've got any kind of thyroid condition whatsoever, even one you don't know about, that they will be looking for probably in blood work, that could be an issue. Or you could, you know, have an iron absorption issue that can cause some of the excess mucus. So see what I mean? There's a lot of could-bes. I can sit here and run through 10 different scenarios, and that's why when you go to a physician, they'll run the test, and then they'll be able to come up with their top three potential diagnoses, that are what we call differentials. And then they'll narrow it down from there and really come up with a good game plan for you. So I think that's a smart way to go. And don't be scared. That kind of symptom is nothing that should be scary. It's just something, you know, that could be coming from stress. It could be just something that your body's been going through for several months. And it could be a deficiency.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There are disturbing health facts in the United States. We are now 60th in life expectancy, 41st in infant mortality. Autism is up from 1 in 10,000 to now 1 in 88. Over 100 million Americans are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. We're the most obese nation in the world. Arthritis and Alzheimer's disease are skyrocketing. Pediatric cancer is up over 10,000%. There is a better way. Don't miss my 90 for Life free lecture Monday, October 15th at Falcon Ridge Middle School at Apple Valley, Minnesota. or call 877-279-9422. 877-279-9422. With over 30,000 autopsies and billions of research dollars, visit Answers to the Health Issues Ailing Americans. My 90 for Life lecture is free and could save your life. Monday, October 15th, Falcon Ridge Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota, or call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? We have them. We've got the answers. We're going to go to Rich right now. Rich, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening, Dr. Rich. Nice to speak with you.
Likewise.
I have a problem that's just developed in the last 5 or 6 months. I have venous stasis, particularly pronounced in right leg and the knee down, but also developing in the left. And I'm told by the GPs and specialists I've seen so far that there's really no long-term solution to it, that once the valves and the veins that don't work anymore, that cause venous stasis, stop working, there's nothing much that can be done to regenerate them. Is that true? And are you aware of any conventional or alternative or homeopathic or any means to regenerate those valves?
Well, I mean, technically, that's the standard medical ease of, you know, what the thought process is. But, I mean, there's always a chance for the body to regenerate. I mean, technically, there's not a lot that can typically happen. But, you know, the cramping and all that goes along with it, and you know, you want to avoid, obviously, long drives, and you want to avoid, you know, anything that, you know, when you're flying for long distances, it can be a little challenging. You get up and walk around. But, I mean, how, for you, how bad are the symptoms right now at this point?
Well, the symptoms are not that bad. I'm using elevation compression stockings. I'm taking some supplements to build up the tone of the veins and so forth. So as long as I elevate my feet every couple hours or so for 20 or 30 minutes and use the compression stockings religiously, I mean, I can function, but long term, it's a very problematic condition because your chance of picking up infections is increased, and chances of clots is increased, and so forth. So it's not something ideally you want to live with. You want to hopefully give the body a chance to correct itself.
Right.
And what I was thinking was that I did a little bit of research online, and why wouldn't a combination of nutrients and human growth hormone give the best avenue for the valves to possibly regenerate?
It's a possibility. It's possible that, you know, obviously there's no evidence, tons of evidence based behind it, but the theory behind that is really good. The other thing is rutin, R-U-T-I-N, is very good at helping regenerate in that sort of area. Do they give you any type of medication, water pills or anything like that? Diuretics?
No, they didn't. The symptoms aren't really pronounced enough to call for any conventional therapies at the moment. But I put myself on a supplemental regimen, you know, the usual stuff, Ruscus or Butcher's Broom. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, Go-To-Cola and horse chestnut, on and on and on. And the veins have come around fine, where I no longer have any pronounced varicose veins. And I'm hoping that regeneration will continue and the venous stasis will begin to clear up. But
it can.
Really, it can?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, I don't want to give you false hope, but anything's possible in the body. That's what you got to remember. I mean, technically, just because we don't have a triple-blind, double-blind study that shows it doesn't mean that there aren't turnarounds at different areas with our health. And so, and that's the one thing you got to remember. The body's pretty amazing, and it's got a pretty amazing capability to really make changes. So just keep that in mind, because it's always, I think, from what I've seen personally, is very important. Now, Here's the other key. How's the exercise for you? Is it painful? Is it okay? How do you handle that?
I have some complications with exercise. I have plantar fasciitis, which makes it painful for me to walk. Impact exercise is, I can't do it for more than 20 or 30 minutes at a time, if that. And exercise is a real problem. The plantar fasciitis become inflamed, and it's very painful, and I end up where I can't even stand up. To get around that, I'm doing isometrics, standing and and sitting, and that's helped somewhat. I've also tried using one of Tony Little's slushing machines.
Right. Couple of questions for you. Let me interrupt. A couple of questions. One, have you drank much alcohol, and do you have any liver issues at all?
No. I'm not a teetotaler, but I'm a social drinker. And
what's social? One a day? Once a week? What's social for you?
Yeah, one or two a day if I go to a party, maybe two and a half.
Okay, so in a week's time, how many drinks will you, on an average week, how many drinks will you have?
Four, maybe.
Okay. Why don't you consider cutting out alcohol for an entire month and be a teetotaler? Here's why. Whenever you've got venous issues, especially in the lower extremities, it tracks back to the liver. And even though your liver enzymes might be fine on the blood test, still, it could be an issue with the liver not being able to dump and function as well as it could. So the liver is always tied to venous issues in the lower limbs. So just something to think about. Now, the other things that help clear out liver issues, milk thistle is really good with that from a natural perspective, so you might want to do some research on that. But look into alcohol, even that little bit, for your body, it could be a key player. And it could be something that's really affecting, you know, those areas. So just something to think about, you know, as you're going through what you're going through and you're looking for strategies and ways to make things better. You also want to look into vitamin E. Vitamin E is old school, but it works really well. So you might want to do some research in that. Keep me posted. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time. When it comes to your health, man may give you a diagnosis, but only God can give the prognosis.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.